Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to this session. And today I will present one of the four chapters in my doctoral dissertation that compares federal and state healthcare providers in rural Mexico and their effectiveness in providing basic healthcare to rural families. My presentation is divided in four parts. First, I'm going to state the research problem. Then I'm going to provide you with some context of the institutional framework of Mexico so you can understand how I do this comparison. Later, I'm going to provide you with some data, in my data and methods, and describe how I compare these two organizations. And finally, I'm going to show my results. My main research question in this chapter was to compare and to answer the following question. Is it better to use centralized, meaning federal, or decentralized, meaning state, delivery systems to provide basic healthcare to the rural poor? And to answer this question, I compare healthcare access and utilization by rural families who receive healthcare from public federal providers versus rural families that receive healthcare from public state healthcare providers. In Mexico, before the 1982, most healthcare in rural areas was provided by the federal government. However, in 1982, there was a big and very ambitious decentralization program that devolved health services to the states. In these 14 of 32 states that Mexico has, the government decided to merge state and federal healthcare providers. However, this exercise of decentralization was considered a big failure in 1988, so it was practically stopped between 1988 and 1994. But later, a new administration decided to implement a more aggressive decentralization program from 1985 until more or less the 1996-97, where they decided to decentralize the rest of the health systems in the 18 states of Mexico. However, in these 18 states, they didn't merge federal with state healthcare providers. In this 18th state, they decided to keep the federal providers since they were partly effective at providing these health interventions to the rural poor. So in these 18 states of the 32 states of Mexico, I have a coexistence between federal and state healthcare providers. I take advantage of this to do the comparison in my study. In addition to the time of decentralization, I include a variable called type of decentralization that takes into consideration two different arrangements within the state delivery system. One is that one that I called integrated, where they have a centralization within the state where all policy, program, and budgetary authority is in a single agency that is under the authority of the state governor. However, this is more vulnerable to political manipulation but may benefit from economies of scale. And there are also other ministries of health in other states that are more autonomous. And here, there's a health department that is the one that defines policy and goals, while a separate agency is in charge of spending the budget and of delivering services to the population. To understand my comparison, it's important for you to know that states and federal clinics are free and they don't compete with each other, even though there's like a slight duplication in some states that are relatively small. I eliminated those families that sometimes go with one provider, and if they don't get those services with the federal provider, they go to the state provider. So those observations were eliminated. But most of the families within my analysis, they are unable to go to choose between a state or a federal provider. The main rationale of my hypothesis is that if the public providers are good providers, then the public will use them. And this, if they are poor providers, then the public will decide to pay out of pocket in the private sector. So higher out-of-pocket healthcare expenditures will be lower efficiency of the public provider. That's my first outcome measure. And my second outcome measure is how much they utilize preventive healthcare. And as we all know, preventive healthcare has higher payoffs than curative healthcare. So lower healthcare expenditures and higher utilization of preventive healthcare are my two measures of healthcare performance. I use the 2003 Rural Evaluation of Oportunidades, that is the main anti-poverty program in Mexico. This has been a very widely used database that has been used for several areas. And I use the last observation, that is a sample of 2003. And this one includes 7 states. 2 of the states in this rural evaluation are early comers. So in these 2 states, I only have state healthcare providers that were decentralized early. And I also have 5 states that are late comers, where I have federal and state healthcare providers. And these state healthcare providers were decentralized late. As I already mentioned, my 2 outcome variables are household out-of-pocket healthcare expenditures and any utilization of preventive healthcare within the household. This is a dichotomous dependent variable. For the first part, for the household out-of-pocket healthcare expenditures, I use a linear regression model with a log dependent variable. And for the second variable, I use a PROVIT, mostly because the coefficients are easier to interpret, but the results were the same for Logit and LPL. Each village has either, as I already mentioned, has either a federal or a state healthcare provider, and I decided to use the data at the household level, not at the individual level, because most of the household expenditure is pooled within households, and also the decision to use healthcare is usually relies in the head of the, in the family head rather than in the individual. And I should mention that all models are clustered, use cluster standards at a community level to deal with that random error within the communities. My main assumption for this analysis to be valid is that the program placement has to be quasi-randomly distributed. That didn't happen. So I need to show you that the population that is reached by both federal and state healthcare providers is homogeneous in order to compare these two organizations with an OLS model. And to do this, I will show you later the comparison of means between the population that is reached by the federal provider and the population that is reached by the state healthcare provider, and you will be able to see that the population is really homogeneous and practically identical. And this was confirmed by further research that I did in Mexico and with the main directors of these two programs that confirmed that there was not a consistent rule in the allocation of clinics within rural villages of Mexico. So this lack of consistency gives me the exogeneity that I need to compare federal with state healthcare providers in this area. In order to take into consideration type and time of healthcare decentralization, I include 2 interaction terms for those who were decentralized early and those who were adopted an integrated or autonomous state healthcare department. Additionally, I include other covariates like receiving cash grants and socioeconomic status, family size, and all those traditional controls in household characteristics. I also include state fixed effects since I'm comparing households across states just to see whether geographic differences change my coefficients significantly. And I also include community health infrastructure that is very well described in my sample. Here is my number of observations. I have 2,000 families who are reached by the federal system and 6,800 households that are reached by the state system. In total, I have almost 9,000 families. Here is where I compare the means of the population that is reached by the federal and the state healthcare systems. And as you can see, the socioeconomic status, those who receive cash grants, age of household head, and sick members are practically the same mean outcomes for those who receive healthcare from the federal system and those who receive healthcare from the state system. And I do this same comparison with all the available variables in my survey. There are 55. And practically, there are no differences in means between the population that is reached by each system for all measures except 6 measures of health expenditures and utilization. And as you can see, the families that are reached by the federal system spend less in health out-of-pocket healthcare expenditures than the families that are reached by the state healthcare system. These 115 are Mexican pesos, on average, each family, on out-of-pocket healthcare expenditures. And this difference is statistically significant at the 99% level. Regarding utilization, those who are reached by the federal system observe higher utilization of preventive healthcare. This coefficient is interpreted as a percentage. So it's 72% versus 65% likelihood of attending preventive healthcare. And this difference is also statistically significant at the 99% level. Once I take into consideration all these possible confounding variables in an OLS model, I find that this difference is consistent and very strong. Even in the first column, you can see that I'm not including community infrastructure variables or state fixed effects. But later, when I include these two set of variables, my coefficient hardly changes. These coefficients cannot be interpreted directly because they are in log form. So when I transform them, I can conclude that taking into consideration all confounding variables, the difference between state and federal healthcare provider is 56% on out-of-pocket healthcare expenditures, while the other two relevant variables in my analysis, early decentralization is non-statistically significant, but those states that decided to adopt an integrated model, which I remind you is like centralization within the state, observe a better performance than those states that decided to adopt an autonomous model. My results are also confirmed by Tobit and alternative models. My paper is going to be published soon, so then you can see all those tests. And then the second part of my analysis was to estimate the probability of attending preventive healthcare using a Probit model. And here you can see that those who receive healthcare with a state healthcare provider face a lower probability of attending to these services. And here early decentralization makes a difference, and it's not the case of the type of model. Again, this coefficients cannot be interpreted directly, so I estimated my marginal probits, and there is a 5.5% higher likelihood of attending preventive healthcare for those who receive services with the federal provider. Well, so this confirms that the federal provider offers much better services and is more effective at reaching the poor population in rural Mexico. And here are my other two variables, the time of decentralization and type of decentralization. You can see that those who were decentralized early observe a higher probability of attending preventive healthcare, which means that time of decentralization is an important variable to explain utilization within states that use health systems provided by the state. And also alternative models confirm my findings. So what can I conclude from my analysis? That families with access to federal clinics spend less on private healthcare than households with access to state clinics, and that utilization of preventive healthcare is higher among households that get treated by federal clinics than among families treated by state clinics. And even if state-run clinics that were decentralized early are better at increasing healthcare utilization than clinics that decentralized late, none of them is better than the federal system. And also that integrated state healthcare departments, that is centralization within the state, are better at reducing family health expenditures. But autonomous systems, state health departments, than these autonomous state health departments. However, none of them outperforms the federal system. So while my analysis focuses mostly in identifying the differential in performance between state and federal healthcare providers, at the end of my analysis, I hypothesize on the possible causal link of these differences. And according to my interviews with the people that is involved in these two organizations, the main explanation of the difference is that the type of product is relatively, the interventions that they are providing are narrow, and they are not that sensible to state variation. So in this case, a centralized or a federal healthcare provider would take advantage of economies of scale. Here, the argument that decentralization is better because they will take into consideration local variation is not that valid. Another possible explanation is a matter of incentives. While it's not clear that federal providers receive more resources, they may still be receiving a little more than states. or some states may be relatively poorer compared with the federal system, so it's more homogeneous, the federal allocation of resources. And also, one of the incentives explanation is that the personnel is more motivated with the federal system, since they have better salaries and they usually have better pensions. Another possible explanation of these causes is that the expertise, IMSS, that is the federal system, developed a successful model since the 1970s. The state came much later than that. And they may have the know-how how to better reach these populations. And since there are tough conflicts between the federal and state systems, they may not be that collaborative with the states. And finally, local capacity. Even if the states are richer, are closer to the communities and they have more resources, they may lack the managerial skills to provide better public services. So thank you very much.
Okay, our next speaker will be Dr. Glenn Mays. Dr. Mays is professor and chairman of the Department of Health Policy and Management in the Faye W. Boozman College of Public Health at the University of Arkansas for Medical Services. He also serves as director of the PhD program in health systems research at the university and co-director of the Arkansas Consortium for Health Services Research. Dr. Mays' research focuses on strategies for organizing and financing public health services, health insurance, and medical care services for underserved populations. His work in public health has included a series of national studies examining how public health services are organized, financed, and delivered across local communities, and what factors influence the availability and quality of these services. His work in health insurance has included economic evaluations of state strategies to expand health insurance coverage, as well as studies of health promotion and disease management activities pursued by health insurers and employers. He received his PhD and MPH degrees in health policy and administration from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and completed a postdoctoral fellowship in health economics at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Mays will present using an empirical typology of public health systems to monitor changes in infrastructure and performance. Dr. Mays?
Thank you very much. So we're going to go from Jack's talk on emergency response systems to Arturo's talk on medical care and healthcare systems now to look at local public health delivery